When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Time on Joy. I'm Lexus Bill. It's been a good day. Go all in tomorrow. We're back at 3 o'clock with another wonderful edition. So make sure you're here. Kujo is going to be on your radio shortly with Top Story. Thanks to my crew, Adam Naite, Philip Nye, Anita Tay, Mirabo Johnson, no. Chris McKay, no. Oliver Fanyon, Abdua Dude.
In life, if you understand me or not, misunderstand me or not, me, I'm okay. I'm okay. And if you think I'm wrong or not, long as it's what I want, me, I'm okay. I'm okay. Cause who are you to judge me like say you be holy pass? I did love my life, get my peace of mind, better try survive. That's my body, nobody holy bad. And my happiness comes first. I never come left to stress. Yeah.
Tonight, the New Patriotic Party's delegate system has been cited by party members as one of the major reasons for the party's poor showing in the 2024 general elections, labeling it as cancerous and a vote-buying machinery used to induce delegates of the party. Details as former President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo's leadership style has also been cited by party members as a key factor in the MPP's disappointing performance in the Ashanti region during the 2024 general election.
The leadership style of President Nana Addo-Dankwa, which people perceived as single-minded and intransigent, said the perception that government was controlled by the family of President Akufo-Addo, the perception that the president single-handedly controlled the party.
We will walk you through the Osei Mensa Bonsu-led fact-finding committee and their recommendations that they make to the party on Top Story. Brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, the leadership style of former President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, described in the party's fact-finding committee report as one that was marked by perceptions of rigidity, single-minded decision-making, a government dominated by family and friends, has been cited as a key factor in the MPP's disappointing performance in the Ashanti region during the last election. Now, the mode of selecting the party's presidential, parliamentary, national and regional executives has also been blamed for the poor showing of the party in the Ashanti region. This revelation comes from the findings of the fact-finding report by a committee led by Osei Mensah Bonsu, a former majority leader of parliament. My colleague Latif Idrisu joins me in studio with details of this particular report. Latif, let's start with former President Akufo-Addo and why the respondent of the party blame him for the party's defeat.
Yeah, so they partly blame the president, former president. And the findings from the research show that the government of Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo was perceived to be corrupt. Corrupt by 41% of the respondents. Cases they cited to buttress their perception included the National Cathedral Project, Cecilia Dapa's case, and with Cecilia Dapa, you remember the stash of cars that was found at her residence, illegal gold mining, popularly known as Galamsey, missing excavators, COVID-19 vaccine supplies at the Ministry of Health, the PDS, a Japan deal, a Mary contract extension, sale of employment and scholarship slots to party people, an ordinary Ghanaian, the National Ambulance Maintenance Contract unraveled by Okudjeto Ablakwa, etc. They revealed that this was a great source of apathy for the party and affected its electoral fortunes in the 2024 general elections, as party members felt that they had toiled for the victory of the party only for the spoils of war to be shared among a small group of family and friends. On the leadership style of President Akufo-Addo, 87% of the respondents asserted that the president was seen to be unmoved by public sentiments and concerns. Some stated that they found the president to be non-receptive to ideas and suggestions to the very issues that would have made 2024 elections easier for the party. Some of the respondents said the first term of the president was very good and that he was a listening president. However, in his second term, he appeared to have exhibited stiff neck, intransigence and vindictiveness, amongst other traits which did not augur well for the party's fortunes at the polls. Unanimously, respondents asserted that the president's refusal to reshuffle ministers in his government was seen as a show of weakness of his leadership. The respondents expressed their disappointment in his second term's leadership, with some emphatically stating their regrets offering him a whopping 95% in the presidential primaries of 2015.
So if he has to do it again, they may probably not be voting for him. But does the selection of the party's candidate for various positions also come up in this research?
Yeah, the narrative of the respondents indicates the current party regulations require a bottom-up approach, where five polling station executives members are expected to be elected from their polling stations. However, these people are often handpicked instead of being elected to represent the party at the polling stations. Under the same regulations, these polling station executives are also supposed to vote to elect the electoral area coordinators. But again, these coordinators are often handpicked. The polling station executives and the electoral area coordinators subsequently vote to elect a 10-member constituency executive committee. The 7 additional members needed to make up the 17-member constituency executives are selected through the collaboration between the elected constituency executives and the member of parliament in constituencies where the party has sitting MPs. They further reveal that over the years, this system has proven to be cancerous in several respects, and is breeding perpetual conflict, apathy, corruption, and discontent among the rank and file of the party. NPP supporters and sympathizers and the generality of Ghanaian voters, they stressed that it was not surprising, therefore, that some party people felt the 2024 parliamentary and 2023 presidential primaries and the processes of selection were skewed in favor of pre-identified persons, hence eliciting some kind of apathy in this research. About 98% of the respondents were of the view that only few members of the party got the chance to select parliamentary candidates for the constituencies. Hence, the parliamentary candidate who gets elected do not usually have the acceptance of the majority of population. I guess this makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so according to the respondents, the delegate system has degenerated into a vote-buying machinery through which incentives such as cash, fridges, TV sets, motorbikes, bicycles, spraying machines, pesticides, weedicides, mobile phones, clothes, and many others are used to induce voters. Essentially, Kojo, that's what the report captures. Mm. And we also have to state that this is a report that is coming from the Ashanti region wing of the New Patriotic Party. Mm. The National Council has also set up a similar committee to investigate and unravel why the party lost the presidential elections. And so we the party is hoping that once that report itself is ready, they'll put it side by side with this one coming from the Ashanti region and do a proper diagnosis
what
of why the party lost
is
the
that
election.
From joint news source, sources, the issue about the selection of polling station executives leading up to the parliamentary election will be looked at again, because the grassroots is calling for a change in that particular method.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we should expect that by the end of the day, the party will bring up a new way of doing things. That's what
certainly
our sources are picking up. But, but Papani actually has witnessed, you know, these internal elections of the party before.
Oh, okay.
You know, the delegates are talking about some, you know, money-making machinery where they distribute money and co.
Yeah.
Papa, you've covered one of such constituencies, I remember, prior to the 2024 election.
Yes, what do you? Abulikuma what did Central.
You, where?
Abulikuma Central.
What did you see? What did
I
you
mean,
find?
So, in one of the cases, I mean, when I went there in the morning, you there were three tents, and each belonging to one of eight, one of the candidates. There were four candidates that day. Three tents belonging to three of the candidates, and under every single one of them, there was breakfast. This is in the morning. Everybody's doing breakfast for all the delegates that had come to vote for a parliamentary candidate. Getting into the afternoon, the setup changed from eggs and bread, from tea and the likes, to fufu, rice, soup, to, I mean, list whatever you want to eat for your lunch, and it was available. It was given to every single body who went to any tent to eat at all. That was just the beginning of the whole thing. Now getting to the ending of the voting process, you had people holding white envelopes all around. These were envelopes that are available from morning, but around evening, now everybody had theirs. Now you could see everybody branding theirs. Some of them were branded, and some of them we saw the contents of them.
Okay.
At least we saw that some people were giving 1,000 in each envelope, and we're talking about a lot of delegates that had come here. And this is not, I'll vote for you, so I'm in your camp, so you give me money. I can take from every single candidate that's available. So people left there, I counted, somebody left there with 3,500 CDs, and this is 3,500 CDs at the delegates
voting exercise. So if you check this report, they state that, I mean, the monies that are given to people has moved from being just for free feeding
and transportation
to being capitals for people to do business, and they feel that this cannot continue.
It cannot.
But there was fridge the night before and TV sets the night before.
Interestingly, we've been joined on the line by former MP for Asante Achim North, Andia Pia Kubi. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us. This report paints a picture that, in fact, there is an issue with how a parliamentary candidate or leadership of the party are selected. You have been in it before. How do you see this report, and how should the party take it?
Thank you very much, my brother. And let me say good evening to your cherished listeners. If you recall, during primaries, I gave an interview to your colleagues, and I made mention of this problem of monetization of the process of selection of parliamentary candidates. And I had even given a warning that if that is the way to go, myself, I wasn't going to contest again. And I'm sure so many of our members are also not contesting. We have to go through what we went through last time. So obviously, monetization has made the whole process unattractive to both contestants and even delegates. So, and generally to our followers. And to contestants, it became too expensive for us. even as we contested among each other.
But who do you blame for this? Yourselves or who? Because you've won it before, and I'm sure you paid as well. So who do you blame?
The systemic failure, and that it was difficult for people to exercise their franchise without that inducement. So it was a systemic failure. The system was so bad that obviously contestant has to pay money to delegates. And it went through from beginning of the constituency elections to regional elections and, of course, national elections. Monetization was key in all those election processes. And the situation with the parliamentary selection was not any different. So it was a systemic problem that afflicted the MPP. And indeed, much as the candidates were complaining, interestingly and surprisingly, the delegates themselves, even having collected money from all candidates, were still complaining. And indeed, the most people who complained were the followers, who were not delegates, because they got so angry with what delegates were taking as against them not taking anything. And in any case, most of the delegates didn't have to do anything apart from taking the money. Because when you go through the election, you don't find the delegates also competing before the party.
Okay.
So it was a complex, wasted effort of paying money to delegates for them to go and sleep with the money. So the money only influenced the selection, but never influenced them to go and do campaign to mobilize voters for the party. So it was a very useless exercise.
Okay. Let me bring in your leader, your former leader in the House, Osechi Mensah Bonsu. He's joining us on the line. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, one of the major issues from...
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This research and the team that you chaired has to do with the choosing of party leadership right from the polling station level. Would you subscribe to people who say there must be an overhaul of the delegate system and rather vote for an all-inclusive electoral college for the election of PCs and flag bearers?
Thank you very much for having me. These suggestions, observations are coming from all the constituencies in Ashanti, 47 of them. And the people who were sent out interviewed not only party officers, I'm talking about card-bearing party officers, but they went out there and spoke to supporters, sympathizers of the party. And almost everybody that they spoke to, with one voice, one accord, indicated that we need to have a second look at the delegate system in the party. That increasingly is becoming overly monetized. And that is also leading to apathy. In fact, it has already led to apathy in the party. So certainly, it needs an overhaul. The prescription for the overhaul, 2-3 suggestions that have also come from the very people who were interviewed, some of them saying that we should go further downstream and enable all MPP members to be part of the voting system in the party, whether it's at the polling station level, electoral area, constituency, regional or national level. We should open it to everybody. And, of course, it includes the choosing of the parliamentary candidates and also the presidential candidates. It's unfortunate that we've gotten to this extent. When this delegate system started, people paid some stipends to the participants. Initially, when we started, they were even just serving them food. Then it came to substituting that with the provision of TNT to those of them who assembled at one place to cast their votes. And it was mere transport fares that were paid. Today, it's escalated into something else. And we all know the outcome of it. So people are saying that let's go further downstream. Some of the investigative professors that we met also came with some other suggestion. That, look, this whole thing is about delegate. And a delegate does not bear his own voice. He carries the voice and the thinking of the people that he represents. For instance, I'm a member of parliament. I go to represent Ghana's parliament outside Ghana. There is a forum where Ghana's parliament has to vote. I don't represent myself. The issues before we leave, we take positions on them. And if, say, we have to vote, then led by our speaker would say that on this matter, Ghana votes maybe if we have about 15 votes, Ghana will vote maybe 12 for this item. The next one, maybe 2, and the other one goes to maybe a third option. That's how we do it. So the university professors were saying that, look, at international fora, this is how it's done. So if maybe we want to really keep to the delegate system as it is now, then the constituencies must meet and take positions, and the delegates would then bear the decisions of the constituency, in mm-hmm. which case they'll not be representing themselves, but they'll be representing the constituency positions.
But there are
various options that are open to us.
Mm. But
the important thing is that mm-hmm. people think that what we are doing now, the status quo, is not serving the interests of the party. It's causing divisions, it's causing polarizations, and people are taking undue advantage and, you know, turning the party structures into a money-making machine, which is not good for the image of the party.
But if people have become accustomed to the money taking, or they've been accustomed to it, is expanding it the solution? Won't we just be, expanding or increasing the amount that a candidate will be spending by increasing the number of people that he or she should go to?
No. Look, at the general and presidential elections, where the electoral college includes everybody, do we have the parties paying money? For instance, at the constituency level, do people say that give us money before we vote for the presidential candidate of the party? At the general elections, do people take money? The voters take money before voting for the parliamentary candidate? Certainly not. So it is not, as you say, increasing it that would mean also increasing the take home of whoever comes to vote. That is not how the elections work. Once there is a small group, these things will become the order of the day, and that group will constitute a cabal, and then be milking the contestants. That shouldn't be.
A similar report in 2021, but nothing really changed. What is the assurance that this report will make any impact on the party going forward?
The 2021 report, if we had availed it to the party, maybe things would not have been the way they turned out. I was the majority leader in 2021. submitted a request on behalf of the parliamentary group that we needed to be served copies of it. I was never served a copy of the report. It is so paradoxical that after the Ashanti report came out, the report that was done in 2021 now finds itself in the social media. And the happy news is that a lot of the proposals contained in that report are found expression in report that have come from Ashanti now. Fancy the situation that this had been made public and the party had taken a position on them as to how to go forward. You know, hearing the mischief that had been identified at the time, I believe the story perhaps would have been different from what is has happened now. Let's not even forget, in 2021, the party set up two committees. There was one that was purely party. That is the report that we are even talking about. There's another body made up of professionals that conducted a study into the not-too-good performance that, the party talked in the 2020 elections. That report, I'm not too sure that anybody even has it. The combined effect of those two reports plus what is coming out now should, reposition this party. It will help us to restructure and reform the party in our quest to recapture power in 2028.
Now, you've been...
Let's come with a clean conscience and a clean heart to this. There may be difficult decisions that we have to take as a party, but I'm not too sure that the party have to shy away from it. We need to be strong in repositioning the party. Even if there are difficult choices, difficult decisions, we must come to the table with that.
Difficult choices like?
Or reforming the party as you are talking about. We are just talking about the delegate system. We are talking about the process of choosing even party officers. I keep referring to the imperatives of Article 55 plus 9 of the National Constitution, which provides that the national executive, a political party, shall be chosen from all the regions of Ghana. The election that we conduct in choosing our national officers, how do we achieve that result? The language in the Constitution is as I indicated, that the national executive of the political party shall be chosen. The language is not shall be elected, shall be chosen. Of course, election is one means of choosing people. But it's not the only means. I think that as a party, if we brainstorm on this, perhaps we can even come to some determination that, okay, let's build consensus on this so that we can have at the national level, to give a real national character to our party, maybe the chairman, we could all agree, the chairman should come from Region A, the first vice from Region B, second vice from Region C, third vice from this secretary, the general secretary from this region, deputy general secretary, the organizer, deputy organizer, the national women organizer, the youth organizers. We could, with goodwill on all sides, we could even do this.
But again,
as obtained in the established democracies, Donald Trump was made the candidate for the Republican Party. And the third day, he came and chose his own national chairman. The parties there in the established democracies, they have central administration made up of professionals. A person is chosen as the leader. He then chooses, after his own choice, he then chooses his chairman. He brings the chairman, he brings his fundraisers, and he brings his organizers. If he wins and he wants to maintain them, fair and fine. If he doesn't, then stock is ticking and they hand over to the central administration. So the options are there for us. But let's discuss it as a party to determine the best way forward for us.
Okay, but in 30 seconds, you've been a member of parliament for quite a long time. What we've been talking about are suggestions by the people you interviewed. What would be your own proposal as to how you can cure how a parliamentary candidate is chosen?
I believe that if you have been listening to me all these years, as the leader of the party, as minority leader, as majority leader, at our annual conferences, I've stated my position. My position is known. But whenever I was spoken, people have said, oh, this man wants to protect the MPs and so on. People must grow the party. For instance, now that we are in opposition, the strength of the party will be on the shoulders of the parliamentary group. You will have, you know, very seasoned politicians in parliament that you grow and cultivate to be able to withstand the bumps in parliament. You'll be joking. And you'll not be growing your party in parliament. You'll not be helping parliamentary democracy. You'll not be helping Ghana to really grow our democracy. So they are for us. They are for us to make a determination on. That's what I'm saying. It cannot be an imposition from anybody. Throughout, whenever I've spoken about this, some people in high places have disagreed with me. But today, a lot of people in high places are citing the issues that have been raised all this while. And they are saying that, no, we should find congruence on these topics. So let's see how the party comes around for all of us to make the appropriate determination and move the party forward. I say that status quo certainly end up for the party reaping the same harvest.
Okay.
It will be good for us.
I'm grateful to you for joining us here. We had on the line Osaeche Mensah Bonsu, who is a former majority leader of the House, and also Andy Appiah Kubi, who is a former MP for Asante Achim North. So before I let you go, I want to take from you your proposal as well as to how you can cure all of these things. Osaeche Mensah Bonsu is suggesting that, look, when it comes to the national executives, you could come to a consensus and appoint, say, from the chairman should come from this region, the vice should come from another region, and what have you. Do you agree to that?
Well, I agree to that form of selection. Consensus building is always the best. So if we agree that we appoint members of the committee from different regions, I'm sure that mischief will be cured. There's also the tendency that if you resort to voting at all times, there's a possibility of most members of the executive committee coming from, say, one region. And that will defeat the purpose of the regional representation. So, yes, I agree with him that for the national executive committee, if we can select from various regions so that it will be national in character, I agree with you. But in the case of parliamentary candidates, you see, it will be difficult to make consensus in the selection of a parliamentary candidate. So I would suggest a two-tier approach to the selection. Let every card-bearer member of the party in the constituency be eligible to vote. But we will put a ceiling on the number of delegates who will be pre-qualified to vote. Everybody votes at the first instance, and there is balloting, so that when everybody comes to do the balloting, you pick a yes card, and then you proceed to go and vote. You pick a no card, then you abstain. This way, you will not be able to determine who are the delegates going to vote, for you to be able to influence the delegates with materialism. So the problem with the selection is the way we influence the delegates with materialism so that they don't vote at the competence of the person.
Okay.
We should not be able to identify the delegates who will vote for the candidate.
Okay. Andy Appiah Kubi is a former MP for Asante Achim North. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is Newsnight.
30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Newsnight. We're live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on over 30 affiliates across the country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.